So the body has unlimited potential to be influenced by the mind. And by the way, the mind and the body have an essential connection to healing. Visualization has actually been shown to reduce blood pressure. You probably felt that a moment ago when you imagined going from angry to tranquil to relaxed. Your blood pressure probably dropped. And people who use visualization for relaxation recover from illnesses and injuries much more quickly and with far fewer complications. Isn't that amazing? You can actually imagine yourself getting better and your body responds to that. Visualization is powerful. So let's do something else together right now. I want you to get in the habit of doing this. That's why I'm having you do it right now, so hopefully it'll become a habit for you. If there's something about you that needs to improve, maybe you have a cold and you need to get over it, maybe you've injured yourself somehow and you need to recover, whatever it is, if there's something that you need to recover from, I want you now to close your eyes and imagine the state that you're in right now. Imagine having that cold or whatever it is that is afflicting you right now. Just imagine it. As I am silent, I want you to imagine yourself in your current state with whatever affliction it is that you have. Okay, good. Now what I want you to do is close your eyes and imagine yourself in your ideal state, having already recovered from whatever affliction it is, in your ideal state. See it clearly. See it in your mind, visually represented, and see it change the picture that you're looking at. Do this now as I'm silent. Okay, good. Now, if it's something like an injury or a cold or something, don't expect to have it change right away. Don't expect to open your eyes and then the cold's gone or the injury is healed. But over time, if you continue doing this 3 times a day, every day, until you recover, what you're going to find is that you're able to recover more quickly and more thoroughly with fewer complications. So use creative visualization to aid in the healing process. The reason this works is that visualization sends a set of instructions to your body. It tells your body what to do by showing it what it is capable of doing. Visualization releases channels of energy which flow through your body. Energy can relieve pain. Energy can heal. Now, this energy I'm talking about is composed of emotions. This energy affects the outer world, or what you might call the real world, through your thoughts. So realize that visualization is actually a spiritual exercise. Like any exercise, it strengthens your spiritual power. If you want to see this powerfully in action, check out my website, youcanattractit.com, and you're going to learn some amazing techniques that are going to help you skyrocket the way you imagine your life to be. If you think about your life now versus what you want to create, you may notice there's a discrepancy there. You may notice you're not quite where you want to be. Through visualization, you can get there. So if you want some advanced techniques, I invite you to visit that website, youcanattractit.com. Because it is true, you can attract it. You can use the law of attraction to get what you want, and visualization is a powerful part of that. Let's take a look at imagery. It's important to understand how we experience images. Imagery means perceiving an object that is not really present to the other senses. Although we think of images as pictures, almost like snapshots, images can be experienced as sounds, smells, or sensations such as pain. And these sensations can be experienced by the mind and body. If you think of a beach, your mind is immediately flooded with the image and the sounds and the sensations of being on a beach. You can actually change your physiological state, heart rate, your respiratory rate, your blood pressure, just by imagining yourself on a beach. Do you realize the mind is so powerful you can actually cause yourself to bleed just by imagining it? Now, of course, don't do this, but one of the most striking experiments of hypnosis is to have someone close their eyes and imagine their arm beginning to bleed in a small part. You can actually do that. Now, why is that even possible? How can you make yourself bleed? Well, your mind regulates your body and sends signals to your body telling it what to do. Just as it can move your arm, it can also affect the cells in your body, the blood cells. Likewise, you can actually slow down bleeding by imagining bleeding slowing down. In studies, people who undergo surgery have faster recovery times using hypnosis than those who don't. People who imagine themselves through hypnosis recovering more quickly actually have faster recovery times, and they have less bleeding during surgery. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you want to look into that, if you want to look into how to use hypnosis to recover more quickly from surgery or to even prepare for surgery, check out the hypnosis website that I've designed, which is betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you're going to find recordings that will help you do this. Well, my point is the mind is very powerful. The mind controls the body. So what you imagine can become real. When you imagine yourself on the beach, your body places you on the beach because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. So for example, in my hypnosis recordings, when I have you imagine yourself on the beach and I talk about the sun warming you and feeling the sand and so forth, guess what happens? Your body begins to slow down. That's why I have you imagine yourself on the beach during a hypnosis session, because I want your body to slow down and relax. And when it slows down and relaxes, it becomes more receptive to messages. And when it's more receptive to messages, it's able to change more easily. One of the techniques I use in my hypnosis recordings is always creative visualization. I always have you imagine your life the way you want it to be. By doing that, you create a template in your mind. Your mind says, aha, now I see what to focus on. I see what to move toward. In fact, without visualization, it's really hard to accomplish anything. If you want anything in life, you need to imagine yourself already there. Whether it's the house you want to own, or the car you want to drive, or the school you want to go to, or the relationship you want to have, you need to get in the habit of imagining it. So let's again creatively visualize, you and I, right now. Let's go ahead and imagine something that you want. Let's start out with something material, something that you want. Now, don't be shy in imagining something, because I want you to be like a child. You know, a child, when the holidays are coming up and the child's going to get gifts, they don't hesitate to make a long list of things that they want. I know I always did. You may not get all the things on your wish list, but guess what? If you program your mind to visualize those things and to move toward them, you're going to be able to get them more easily. And your odds of getting things when you visualize them are a lot greater than getting them for the holidays when you're a kid, because you're programming yourself to go for them. So I want you to pick right now something that you want, something physical. It can be a house, a car, some place you want to live, some clothes you want, some jewelry. Doesn't matter. Make it something tangible. Make it something physical. I want you to see that you can bring it into your life just by imagining it. Now, as I'm silent, I want you to close your eyes if you're not driving, and I want you to imagine already having it. And I want you to make it very clear. I want you to imagine how it feels, how it sounds if it makes noise, how it tastes if it's food, how it smells, what it looks like. Involve all of your senses in that thing, whatever it is. Do this now as I'm silent. Imagine yourself already having it and how it feels to have it. Okay, good. Now, I want to add to that. I want you to imagine, again, having it, hearing it, smelling it, feeling it, tasting it, touching it, whatever it is that you can do with it. Imagine doing that with it, to experience it with all of your senses. But I want you to add something to it. I want you to add the good feeling that it brings you. Now, if it doesn't bring you a good feeling, let go of it and pick something else. But I want you to imagine that good feeling that it brings to you. Do this now as I am silent. Good. So now you've made it even more powerful. Not only have you imagined having it and what it's like, but you've imagined the good feeling that it's going to bring. What have you done? You've imprinted it on your mind. And I want you to keep imagining that every day, 3 times a day for the next 21 days. That's your homework. Didn't know you'd have to work in this program, did you? But I want you to imagine it. Take time every day, 3 times a day. That means you have to do it 2 more times today. Close your eyes. Imagine it. Just take a few moments to do it. Imagine it. Imagine seeing it, feeling it, touching it, etc. And also imagine how good it feels to have it. Do that 3 times a day for the next 21 days. And at the end of 21 days, I want you to see what's going on in your life. Now, you may have imagined something really big, like a huge house or an airplane or something, but I want you to see what happens at the end of those 21 days. I think you're going to be amazed. Even when we imagine something crazy, something really big that we think we'll never actually have, and we're just playing fantasy, we're just imagining it, you will still be amazed at what will happen in your life, at the possibilities that will open up for you, just because 3 times a day for 21 days you imagined having it in your life. Okay, let's do something else. If you're in a relationship, you can do this. If you're not in a relationship but you want one, you can do this. Now, if you're not in a relationship and you don't want one, or if you're in a relationship and you don't want one, don't do this exercise. But if you're either in a relationship and want to make it better, or you're not in one and you want to have one, I want you to do this exercise. I want you to either imagine your current partner or your ideal partner, and imagine having fun with them. Imagine a scene, just one scene, something you would do with them, something fun, either in your current relationship or in one that you'd like to create. Imagine seeing them clearly. That's right. Imagine touching them, for example, holding their hand. Imagine doing things with them. But just make it one scene. Keep it simple. Make it one elaborate scene. By elaborate, I mean make sure you can see things, hear things, feel things, whatever it is you can experience with that person as you close your eyes. Go ahead and do it. But just one scene. Again, this is either going to be someone you're already with or someone you want to bring into your life. And it doesn't have to be someone you know. It can be just an ideal person in your mind, just a concept. Do this now as I'm silent. Okay, good. Now, I want you to add to that scene. I want you to add the good feelings that you have. Because if you don't have good feelings, then why are you imagining being with them? So there should be good feelings involved. Go ahead and imagine the good feelings involved. Go ahead and add this to the picture now as I am silent. Good. Now, what have you done? You've imprinted something on your mind. You've imprinted this fun situation with either your current relationship or a relationship you want to create. If you continue doing this for the next 21 days, what are you going to find? You're going to find that you create that in your life. So again, more homework. I want you to spend 3 times a day. That means 2 more times a day you have to do it. Spend time for the next 21 days imagining either your current relationship or a relationship you want to create in your mind, and imagine it going perfectly well. Imagine that same scene over and over each time. Imagine that same scene each time, but each time you do it, it gets a little better, more exciting, there's more love. All of the good things are intensified every time you do that, every time you do this exercise. Keep in mind now that the mind uses imagery as a tool for communication. Imagery is the language that the mind uses to communicate with the body. This is why positive thinking and imagery are so important. Imagery is the bridge between the conscious and the subconscious mind. So if you can imagine it and put it in your subconscious mind, the imagery, you can bring it into your conscious reality and make it your actual reality in the real world, and realize that you can learn to put imagery to good use. Imagery is the most effective relaxation technique, as you saw a little while ago. You can send image messages to your brain so that you can imagine something relaxing, and you'll be able to feel your body reacting to these changes very quickly. Also, imagery is part of the memory and thinking process. Mental images are what we think of as knowledge. When you know something, you can imagine who or what it is if you're given a cue, such as a name. It is up to you to associate positive and negative values with each image. Therefore, controlling what you think of images is a powerful way to control your emotions. For example, you may have positive associations with some things and negative associations with other things. You actually assigned these values to things. Nothing in and of itself is positive or negative. Think about a light bulb. It's just a light bulb. It doesn't mean that it's positive or negative. It doesn't have anything associated with it other than what you give it. Maybe you think it's great because it can light a room. Maybe you think it's not so great because light bulbs are disposable forms of energy and eventually have to be thrown away and fill up a landfill somewhere. Whatever you think about a light bulb doesn't change the light bulb, and the light bulb's not giving that off. It's just what you think about the light bulb because of your associations with the light bulb. So by creating new associations, you can actually change the way you feel about not just a light bulb, but by people and things. So we're almost halfway through the program, and you're almost there because I want you to write down 5 more points, 5 more things that you got from the program that came to you during the second half of this module. We did this during the first half. Now I want you to do it for the second half. 5 more points that came to you during the second half of this module. Go ahead and write them down now as I'm silent. 5 things that either I said to you or that came to you while you listened. Good. Now, I want you to take point number 1 and elaborate on it as I am silent. Good. Now take point number 2 and fill it in. Elaborate on it. Point number 2, elaborate on the point that you wrote down and make it real for you. Go ahead and involve emotion and a plan if you want to. Elaborate on point number 2 as I'm silent. Good. Now I want you to elaborate on point number three. Take point number three, what you got from the second half of this module, and elaborate on it as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number four and elaborate on that as I'm silent. All right, now take point number five and elaborate on point number five while I'm silent. Good. So now you have 5 points from halfway through the module, 5 points from the other half of the module, and you're only halfway through the program. You have 10 things with elaboration that you can use once you're done with this program. All right, let's get back to it. All right, you've got a lot of information in your mind now, a lot of information that's come to you, a lot of information you've heard from me. There's a lot going on in your mind. Why don't we take a moment now, make sure you're not driving during this. If you're driving, don't listen to this part. Do this part later. But if you're not driving, what I want you to do is close your eyes and let all those thoughts come to you, all those thoughts that are floating around in your head, let them come to you now. And I want you to start seeing them become organized. And I want you to start seeing them happening in your life. I want you to see them playing themselves out in your life somehow. All these ideas you have, I want you to find a place for them in your mind, whether in terms of a plan, or in terms of changing something about yourself immediately, or in terms of, it could even be a vacation you're thinking of taking. But those ideas that are coming to you now as a result of listening to this material, what I want you to do with them right now, I don't want you to write anything right now. I don't want you to overthink anything. I just want you to close your eyes, as long as you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes. And as I'm silent, just use your imagination and let your imagination run wild. See where these ideas will take you. Let these ideas float around in your mind as I'm silent and really let them play out. Just let them go wild in your mind. See where they take you. As I'm silent, do this now. right? Did you enjoy that? Now, probably what happened is initially when you closed your eyes, you thought of a bunch of random thoughts and they didn't make any sense. Maybe some things were coming in that really didn't fit there. Sometimes when I close my eyes, I see all kinds of interesting images that don't have anything to do with what I'm talking about or listening to. But hopefully, after a little while, those images kind of settled down and meaningful images started to show up. Like, aha, that business idea I had, or that vacation I had, or that person I need to tell something to, or something started to develop, or maybe a series of things. When you let your imagination run wild, you often come up with ideas that you will not access if you're beating your head against the wall, if you're trying to figure something out. That's not as effective, usually, as just letting your mind run wild, because eventually your mind is going to settle down and is going to start giving you information that you can actually use. So I hope you use this exercise not only in this program, but outside of it as well.